Parshas Matos, we read about the Jewish army returning victorious from their battle with Midian, at which time Hashem commands them to purify the kelim that they have obtained as booty in that war. And the Gemara in Masechta Avodah Zarah and Daf Ayin Hey explains that, in fact, two different halachos are being mentioned in these psukim. Number one is if you take possession of used kelim from a non-Jew, then they need to be koshered because those kelim have absorbed the tastes of the non-kosher food that the original owner had used in cooking or eating on those kelim. And therefore, in order to eat kosher food from them, you first need to kosher them. However, there's a second halacha, the one which I'd like to focus on in this brief shir, and that is even if it's completely new kelim, never been used by the non-Jewish owner, nevertheless, these kelim need to go to the mikvah. They don't need koshering, but they need tefillah. They need to be toveled in the mikvah, as the Yerushalmi says, in a somewhat parallel way to the way a ger, a convert, goes to the mikvah as he's elevating his kedusha status when he becomes a Jew. So too, these kelim, now that they're going to be in Jewish possession, we elevate their status by putting them in the mikvah. Most Rishonim hold that these psukim are a bona fide source, and therefore that this is a mitzvah d'oraisa. And there is a minority view that sees the psukim in our parsha and the Gemara as merely being a hint or a brief association, and that it's only an asmachta and it's a mitzvah d'rabanan. But as I mentioned, the majority view is that this is a mitzvah mid'oraisa. Which kelim need to go to mikvah? So the Gemara explains that it's kelim that are going to be used either in food preparation or when eating that will directly touch the food. What type of material do the kelim have to be made from in order to be obligated in tefillah? So the psukim themselves describe either gold or silver or other metals, six altogether. And this is in fact the halacha, that those are the six materials, the metals that are for sure obligated. However, the Gemara adds that in addition, kelim made out of glass should also be toveled, although most Rishonim view the extension of glass as being merely rabbinic, a din d'rabanan, and therefore there can be various leniencies that come up with glass kelim, in which we'd be more lenient there than we would be with kelim made out of metals, which would be more strict, because that's clearly, according to the majority view, mid'oraisa. An interesting question in modern times was raised with the popularity of disposable tins and utensils that are made from aluminum and other type of metals. So because of their chemical, the composition that they're from metal, aluminum, so l'chora they should require tefillah. However, the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, and others are lenient based on the assumption that kelim, which are disposable, they're meant to be used once and then thrown out, that type of temporary use, that one-time use, is not considered functional, and they may not even have the halachic status of a kli, and certainly even if they do, but the iser to use kelim was meant for a permanent long-term use and not for things which are disposable and could only be used once. If a person intends to use what is usually referred to as a disposable tin, but you don't want to use it as a disposable, at least not right away, you want to wash it and reuse it and reuse it, so that is actually an interesting halachic question, whether in that case you would need to be toveled the kli, and if that is something that's relevant to you, you should ask your local rav. What about if you are a guest eating at a house, you're eating at your host's, and you have no doubt that the food is kosher, but for whatever reason you are sure that the kelim were never toveled? Are you, as the guest, allowed to eat from those kelim? The Shulchan Aruch rules in Siman Kuf Chaf that eating off of kelim which were not toveled is usur, not only for the owner, but even if you are a borrower or you rented the kelim from the owner. So lechora, this could be a problem for a guest in someone's house. Nevertheless, there are poskim who are makil, the Beis Avi, Rav Yitzchak Isaac Libus, who was a great posek in America in the previous generation. He suggests that since a person who's eating at someone else's house, a guest, is not going to be financially responsible. If a plate or a cup breaks in the meal, no one imagines that the host is going to charge the guest for that damage, that accidental damage. So in that case, says the Beis Yavi, you're eating at someone's house, you get invited over for a meal, you're not even considered a borrower, let alone a renter, and therefore he thinks the whole prohibition would not apply. Shlomo Zalman Orbach and others are not as sure, and they have other more cautious heterim, perhaps a plate or other things which are not as essential to the food eating process might be allowed, whereas bowls or cups where you really can't eat soup or drink something, water or soda, without the cup or the bowl, maybe they're more uncomfortable with the heter, but I think many people, if they are in this difficult situation, tend to rely on the more lenient view of the Beis Avi. Last but not least is a very interesting discussion I mentioned in the poskim about what if you go to a hotel or a restaurant where, again, the food is kosher, but you're not sure, or you maybe you are sure that the kelim were not Toveld. So, interestingly, the Shulchan Aruch rules, again in Siman Kuf Chaf, that there's a heter called Kli Schora. If a Jewish owner purchased utensils, but never with the intention of eating with them personally, his main intention is to then sell them or rent them out for commercial use to someone else, then, for whatever reason, in the interim, he's using them. The Shulchan Aruch rules that Kli Schora, the original owner, the first owner, let alone the second one, has no chiyuv. That Kli Schora are fundamentally excluded from the obligation of tefillah, and therefore there's no prohibition in using them. Despite that ruling of the Shulchan Aruch, the Taz and the Shach quote a minority view, which is machmir, and say that since it's ultimately intended to be used for food, even though not by the owner who wants to make money off of it, still you should do the tefillah, but without a bracha. Many poskim, including the Aruch HaShulchan, say that the minog is to be mekel, but others try to be machmir for this view brought down by the Taz and the Shach. So this comes up, as I mentioned, when it comes to restaurants. So the Darkei Tshuva and others think that a restaurant is no different than the Shulchan Aruch's case of Kli Schora, and therefore they think really one could be mekel. However, I would say it seems like the majority view is actually machmir, and they suggest that the case in the Shulchan Aruch is where there's something more indirect from when the owner bought the kelim and the second Jew eventually uses them, as opposed to when you're talking about a restaurant or a hotel that's catering, where the whole purpose of buying those kelim were to then have other Jews eat from the kelim, that would not be included in the heter, that these would need tefillah, and therefore it would be prohibited to be used without tefillah. However, even these poskim or machmir do suggest various heterim. As we mentioned, some say, well, maybe a plate might be better than other things, and still other poskim hold that really you could be mekel b'dievid on everything, l'chachila better to avoid it, but Rosh Hashanah and Orbach, and the Minchas Hitzlik and other do say that b'dievid, even in a restaurant, one would have a right to be mekel, even though they do argue l'chachila those should have been toveled.